Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving to the NBA. We go. Oh my God. AD return to New Orleans. Something nice. Dropping 41. 41 in the Pelicans' face on the comeback victory. Oh my God. The Lakers are standing on top of the West. Shoot. They're doing good. It's the good Western Conference. Oh my goodness. All the teams fighting and jockeying for position. Crazy, you know. Everybody know. Everybody want to see the Clippers and the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. You know. But people saying the one thing that separates them two is the Lakers, when they feel like playing defense. And the Clippers, they just come at you all the way 100 every time, attack with defense. So that's going to be an interesting thing to see over the season. And I know everybody's waiting for that Christmas game. So yeah, it's going to be exciting. Okay, Denver sitting at number 2. The Clippers are sitting at number 3. The Rockets sitting at number 4. Followed by Dallas, Utah, Minnesota, and Phoenix for the other half. Now, my boy Melo. Oh, his return. Oh my God. Vintage Melo. Look like he got some spring back in his step. I'm liking what I'm saying. Go Melo. Shoot, everybody know he a prolific scorer. He do his thing. All he, just give him the damn ball. He'll show what to do with it. That's why I always rock with Melo. I fucks with him. You know what I'm saying? Hope everything work out there in Portland. You know, good things. You know, Lala didn't look so happy, you know, since she was killed off power. But we ain't about to go into all that. Yeah. Hey, he doing his thing. I'm proud of him. The West is stacked. I think it's like about 4 teams now. 4 teams. It's going to be really battling. That's the Lakers, the Clippers, the Rockets, and I say Dallas, because Luka and them, surprisingly. But, man, it's exciting to watch. And a great and a good team, well, a good team probably won't make it out the second round. And it'll probably be some upsets. A lot of teams going to be upset. There's a lot of people going to be crying. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough season, very tough playoff. So, I'm looking forward to that. Now, on the east side, oh my God, big cold Milwaukee. Get that man a fucking Milwaukee best. You don't know your birds, then go look it up on the internet. God damn. And that boy Giannis putting up 50, dropping a 50-piece wing for your ass for Thanksgiving. Oh my God, that boy is tough. They sitting at the top, number 1. Followed by Boston. They had to face with that Brooklyn last night. Kyrie wasn't there. I don't know why, but he wrote a long-ass fucking thing, paragraph on Instagram. I don't know what it's about. I don't know what he's going through. Pray for that man. Just get back to basketball. I know it ain't all about basketball, life, all that good stuff. But it's basketball, man. You're a champion. You know what comes with playing basketball. Fans want to see you get criticized everywhere. Every little thing. Every little second. Feel like you can't have no privacy. I feel you. Get through it. Yeah. But yeah, though. Boston. Right there where they need to be. They team chemistry looking nice. Yeah, they just rolling. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they're going to be a real powerhouse and probably Boston and Milwaukee for the Eastern Conference? Maybe. Ain't no telling. But next we got Toronto in third, Miami in fourth, Philly, Pacers, Brooklyn Nets, and New Orleans to wrap it up. Now, some people now they little slighted on little Philly now since Embiid dropped that 0 point game, you know. But it be like that, you know. Some games ain't gonna be your day. Some days you got bad games, you know. So it be like that. So I think it all worked out. And they lost by a little bit, so he ain't gonna have that again. So he gonna learn from it, and he gonna bounce back. He'll be all right. Overall, this season is lit. It's about the first quarter of everything of the season. So everything is coming all together. Everybody trying to find their chemistry and stuff. So yeah, happy Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. Peace.